The state government has announced it will go ahead with plans for a new waterways authority to see the oversee the Sunshine Coast's rivers and creeks, from the Noosa River and the lakes it runs through in the north to Palmerston Passage in the south. The government says the waterways authority will kick off on the 1st of July. It'll be responsible for long-term marine planning, dredging and maintenance of declared channels, delivery and upkeep of essential marine infrastructure, things like jetties and boat ramps. It cites the long-established Gold Coast Waterways Authority as an example of the need for the body. Jen Kettleton-Butler from the Palmerston Passage Catchment Management Body has spoken to ABC Sunshine Coast reporter Josh Dye about this. She says she's broadly in favour of the idea.
We cautiously welcome it. More active and common sense management of the Palmerston Passage and our waterway is a good thing, and it's what we've been calling for a long time. We've recently seen the impact of a lack of common sense management with the erosion and the breakthrough issues here at North Bribey Island opposite Caloundra suburbs. So that's lack of management for you over decades leading up to that erosion event. So active management could have stopped that from happening. And so we do actively support management, but we are a little concerned that the Sunshine Coast Waterways Authority that's being proposed is a little bit too big an area. It's a very vast area from Noosa down to the Palmerston Passage, and we do worry that that's not focused enough for the waterways and that it might add another layer of bureaucracy and spread the resources and thinking a little bit too thinly. They're very diverse waterways from the Noosa River down to the Palmerston Passage and all of those waterways in between. So that's the concern. So the devil's always going to be in the detail on this sort of thing. But we certainly hope that the government continues to, I suppose, fine-tune a waterways authority that actually works for the Sunshine Coast and that doesn't put another layer of bureaucracy in the way of actually doing common sense things that our waterways need. And we also hope that it's not just about development sort of opportunities, but it's also about looking after the ecology of our diverse waterways. All of those things are important, and we've got to get that balance right.
That's Jen Kettleton-Butler from the Palmerston Passage Catchment Management Body speaking with the ABC's Josh Dye. You heard her mention there the large differences between the Noosa River, the Mooloolah River and the Palmerston Passage, and her concern about the authority managing such different waterways. She's not the only one worried about that. Independent Noosa MP Sandy Bolton's been ringing the alarm bell over that issue for months now. She joins you now. Good morning, Sandy. Thanks so much for joining us. Can you outline your concerns about the authority?
Basically, I've asked fairly consistently for the rationale for Noosa to be included, especially as we've gone through the past. I think it's been 4 years rolling out the Noosa River Management Plan, which is in its final stages. And the key issue that impacted Noosa previously that led to that management plan was a lack of resourcing. And it's been a constant and will continue to be a constant call. We need extra MSQ on the ground, managing and monitoring our rivers, and the concerns that spending $36 million on what could be another level of bureaucracy and still no extra resources is just not what we need. So, it's just vital. We don't want a situation where we're still calling out for those extra resources in the coming years.
So the concern is essentially the resources that could be put towards helping the waterways are instead being put towards a management body.
Correct. And that, as the previous contributor said, it's a vast area, it's diverse. We've gone through and I think how we tackled the management plan for the river and that incorporated, an advisory committee made up of all the local stakeholders and the users. Each time we're confronted with something, it doesn't cost a lot of money to bring together those stakeholders to work together for a couple of years. Ultimately, if you don't have the resources to monitor and manage, we will end up in a situation that led to the work that's been done over the last 4 years.
Now, the state government points to the Gold Coast Waterways Authority, which has been in place for around a decade now, saying, look, it works there, so there's no reason why it wouldn't work on the Sunshine Coast. I mean, are they wrong?
Well, reports from those that live down there, are involved in it, have reported that it has not worked as intended, that there is, you know, the crossover, there's confusion for water users, that there's also a resourcing issue. So, you know, when you're seeing that it's existing elsewhere, they're having a resourcing issue, to then implement it without a solid commitment of exactly the extra resources, the extra MSQ officers that will be provided, et cetera, et cetera. It's very difficult for the community to feed in. And you know, submissions are now open and they've got a very short amount of time. But without those details, all you can keep saying is, well, please give us the details. Will this incorporate what has been called for decades, are those extra resources and MSQ officers?
If it hasn't worked on the Gold Coast and it just costs more money, like, what's in it for the state government? Why would they bother?
A very good question. And I think I ask that fairly consistently. What is the rationale for Noosa to be incorporated? I believe, from my understanding, there's issues at Palmerstone that another layer getting together would work on. But I just don't understand why you don't do it issue by issue or project by project. If there is an imminent issue, like, or a historical one like occurred for Noosa, and how we've tackled that, why the same can't happen for Palmerstone.
All right. Sandy Bolton, thanks so much for joining us. Just before I let you go, you're busy doing a bit of sandbagging between meetings, I take it. We've got a minor flood warning for the Noosa River. How's it looking there?
Yeah, look, we are pretty drenched, and we're already seeing, of course, roads out in our hinterland are going under. I'm just waiting for some notifications to check when the ferry closes, because that occurs as well, which can isolate and people can't get home. So I'm just about to go into a meeting, and we've quickly gotten a post up for everyone to watch the disaster dashboard on Noosa Council to make sure to make provisions. And but I'd like to finish with as well, if it's flooded, just forget it. It's not worth it.
Absolutely. Sandy Bolton, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's Independent Noosa MP Sandy Bolton there. It's 10 minutes to 9 on the topic of road closures. Steve from Twonton's called in. Thanks for holding so patiently, Steve. What are you seeing?